Chapter 12, Seduced by the Dark Side of the Force. The obedient orphan stood shivering in swirling snow. Around him rose ice pinnacles shaped like jagged teeth. A glacial wind howled through them. Plagueis stood nearby, flakes of snow and ice gyrating around him, but never lighting on him, melting before they reached him. Unlike Sidious, who was outfitted in a thin enviro suit, the Sith Lord was wearing only a cloak, narrow trousers, and a skull cap.
It was on this world that I first became aware of my force powers and dark impulses, he said loudly enough to be heard over the wind. Compared with temperate Munalinst, Magito is ruthless and uncompromising. But I learned to adapt to its harsh conditions, and before the age of 8, I could venture out into the most violent storm dressed in less than you wear now. But I haven't brought you here to acquaint you with my past, Sidious. If you were of a species acclimatized to these conditions, I would have brought you instead to a desert world. If you were an aquatic being, I would have stranded you on dry land. The divide between the ways of the Force as practiced by the Sith and the Jedi has less to do with the distinction between darkness or the presence of light than between, in your case, naked cold and the presence of warmth. Between distress and comfort, entropy and predictability.
Plagueis paused to regard Sidious.
Your blood is close to frozen. Too much time here, and you will die. That is what you will think at the beginning, when the dark side has sniffed you out and sidled up to you. You will think, I will die. The dark side will kill me. And it's true. You will die, but only to be reborn. You must take deeply into yourself the knowledge of what it means to be removed. You must feel it in the marrow of your bones because it will ever be thus.
Plagueis laughed shortly.
Perhaps I sound like some professor of philosophy in that fine college of yours in Theed. But this isn't a lecture, nor should you think of it as physical conditioning. We need instead to prepare you for what awaits you, should the dark side opt to take an interest in you. The commingling of fear and joy, of being humbled and empowered, of being escalated while at the same time used as if an instrument, to be singled out and yet subsumed by an overarching grandness.